In this bulletin, Iran says a ceasefire agreement remains out of reach. The Liberals seek to rebuild at this weekend's Federal Council meeting. And in sport, Tennis Australia's incoming CEO on the challenges he will be tackling first. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Asal Mukhaled. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will make a final decision on a possible deal with Iran today. Mr. Trump posted on social media that Iran must abandon efforts to develop a nuclear weapon, reopen the Strait of Hormuz, remove sea mines, and allow the United States to remove and destroy its stockpile of highly enriched uranium as part of any deal. However, Iran's foreign ministry says Tehran will not accept demands from Western countries, with spokesman Ismail Baghaei arguing that the language of must ended with Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution.
We said goodbye to the language of must 47 years ago. None of the Western parties, when speaking about the Islamic Republic of Iran, can use the language of must. We make our own decisions based on the interests and rights of the Iranian nation.
He says discussions with the United States are continuing, but no agreement has been finalized, adding that Iran remains focused on ending the conflict and is not yet discussing the details of its nuclear program. The United Nations says humanitarian access in Lebanon remains under pressure as hostilities continue. The UN says strikes have reportedly damaged a key road used for emergency medical evacuations, aid deliveries, and access to essential services, while aid agencies continue to face severe constraints on the ground. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says peacekeepers support efforts to secure a lasting end to the fighting.
The general heading, UNIFIL General Diodato Abanyara, stressed that a political and diplomatic path remains the only viable solution to the conflict, adding that UNIFIL remains committed to supporting the parties in restoring the cessation of hostilities and creating the conditions for a permanent ceasefire.
Meanwhile, Lebanon's health ministry says that the death toll from Israeli strikes has risen to more than 3,300 since March. The Liberal Party is hoping to rebuild its identity as a viable alternative government during a key national meeting of party leaders and power brokers. Opposition leader Angus Taylor will front the Liberal Party Federal Council meeting in Melbourne later today. Former Liberal Party leader Alexander Downer has told the Federal Council that the party must put itself into a winnable position at the next federal election.
For the Liberal Party to revive, the party has to win the battle of ideas. And I think over the last few years, we have been losing that battle of ideas to the progressive left, as they like to describe themselves. We have to define ourselves and we have to sell our ideas in that battle of ideas.
A 14-year-old from California has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee after correctly spelling 32 words in a lightning round final. Shrey Parikh beat 247 other contestants in the U.S. competition held at Constitution Hall in Washington.
Pohutakawa.
P-O-H-U-T-U-K-A-W-A.
Manadnock.
M-O-N-A-D-N-O-C-K.
Amut.
E-M-U-T.
Nanofossil.
N-A-N-N-O-F-O-S-S-I-L.
Tong Kang.
T-O-N-G-K-N-G.
Nakatosh.
N-A-T-C-H-I-T-O-C-H-E-S.
His winning word was bromocriptine, a drug that mimics the activity of dopamine. The eighth grader takes home the Scripps Cup trophy and $50,000 in prize money. More than 1,000 people have attended the Australian LGBTQ plus Inclusion Awards in Sydney, making it the event's biggest turnout since it began in 2011. The event recognizes organizations and individuals advancing inclusion in Australian workplaces and communities. Deutsche Bank was recognized as a platinum employer, placing it among the country's leading organizations for workplace inclusion. Speaking on stage after receiving the award, Chief Executive Glenn Morgan says the business case is clear.
And I talk to other CEOs about this a lot. It's good for business. And in fact, Deutsche Bank and some others recently commissioned a report by Open for Business, which found a very strong link between LGBTQ plus inclusiveness and financial performance. And in fact, the most inclusive firms are 2.3 times more profitable than the least inclusive firms. It's good to have some science around it. It makes it easy to rebut some other arguments.
To sport. Incoming Tennis Australia CEO Andrew Abdo says he's considering an organisational redesign that might see the role of Australian Open Tournament Director taken on by someone other than himself. His predecessor, Craig Tiley, held both roles as Tennis Australia CEO and Tournament Director since 2013. Abdo says he'll be looking to tackle a number of challenges as the new CEO.
Thinking about talent development is critical. And of course, we want our major events and the AO, as I said, the team have done a phenomenal job. You know, it's the players and the fans' favourite slam. But how do we still make it and keep making it that and beyond? And a truly global icon event, not just a sporting event. These are real challenges, right? This is what the job is.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hassam Al-Ghalib. The World Health Organization says there are now 906 suspected cases of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo, including 223 suspected deaths that are being investigated. The outbreak of the rare Bundibujo strain, for which there is no vaccine, has been declared a public health emergency of international concern by the UN Health Agency. Anne Legond from the WHO's High Threat Pathogens team. And that man is playing with his airplane again. Anne Legond from the WHO's High Threat Pathogens team says the disease is lethal and family members have been instructed not to touch loved ones who are falling sick. Ghana's parliament has approved a new bill that criminalizes the so-called promotion of LGBTQ plus activity. The legislation maintains the penalty of up to 3 years jail for people who engage in same-sex sexual acts and between 3 and 5 years for their promotion, sponsorship or intentional support of LGBTIQ plus activities. An earlier version of the bill passed Parliament in 2024, but it faced legal challenges and was never signed into law. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the military alliance is ready to defend every inch of its territory after a Russian drone hit an apartment building in member state Romania. Two people were injured in the incident. A spokesperson for NATO's military headquarters says it has confirmed the drone that crashed into the apartment block in Romania was of Russian origin, despite Russia's earlier denials. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Romania should share drone fragments so Russia can conduct its own investigation. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says Secretary General Antonio Guterres is alarmed by the incident, and it underscores the danger of further escalation in Russia's war in Ukraine. A team of specialist divers has rescued another person who was among a group trapped inside a cave in Laos for more than a week. Seven Lao nationals had entered the cave to prospect for gold, but their exit was blocked with monsoon flood waters, leaving them trapped. Five of the men were located alive on Wednesday, huddling in a narrow shaft around 300 meters from the cave mouth. Kenya's interior minister has vowed action against anyone found responsible for a dormitory fire that killed at least 16 students at a girls' boarding school. The blaze tore through a dormitory at at Utumishi Girls Academy in the Rift Valley shortly after midnight, injuring dozens more students. Interior Minister Kipchumba Murkomen says those responsible will be held accountable. A Blue Origin rocket has exploded during a test at Cape Canaveral in Florida. The company says the incident happened during a test of its new Glenn rocket, describing it as an anomaly. Blue Origin says all personnel have been accounted for and there were no reported injuries. Owner Jeff Bezos says it is too early to know the cause, but the company will rebuild whatever is needed and return to flight. A Victorian coroner has found a baby's death after a home birth could likely have been avoided if his mother had been transferred to hospital earlier. The boy, known as Baby R, died 6 days after being delivered by emergency cesarean at Bendigo Health in 2022. Coroner Dimitra Dubrow found the first signs of distress during labor should have prompted the midwives to contact the hospital and arrange a transfer. She found the baby's mother was not suitable for a home birth and the risks had not been sufficiently discussed with her. A former leader of Hong Kong's main journalist group has begun serving a 5-day prison sentence for obstructing a police officer. Ronson Chan was arrested in 2022 on his way to a reporting assignment after allegedly refusing to show identification to a plainclothes officer. A judge has upheld his conviction and sentence, saying the evidence supported a guilty verdict. Mr. Chan had appealed the original sentence and argued his actions should not have met the threshold for a criminal conviction. The case has raised fresh concerns about press freedom in Hong Kong, where several media outlets have closed since the 2019 pro-democracy protests. A Brisbane teenager has faced court over a viral social media stunt outside the Church of Scientology. 18-year-old Zeppelin Witheridge is 18-year-old Zeppelin Witheridge is accused of riding a BMX bike over the bonnet of a police car during a so-called Scientology speedrun in the city's CBD. The online trend involves people racing into Scientology buildings and filming how far they could get before being stopped by security. Mr. Witheridge has been charged with public nuisance, driving a vehicle without due care, and failing to wear a helmet. His case has been adjourned until the 24th of June.